on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A human rights group says it's concerned about discrepancies affecting SASSA beneficiaries who still need to swap their gold cards with the Postbank's black cards.
Post offices must be adequately resourced with staff, and there must be sufficient cash reserves to handle the surge in demand after the deadline.
Gold cards are being phased out and will stop working on Thursday. In a briefing yesterday, the Postbank revealed 46% of beneficiaries have made the swap. Black Sash's Oliver Meth says social grant recipients are still experiencing challenges.
Many beneficiaries have raised that their grants were not received in full, or that some of their grants were not paid out at all onto the new card despite them being swapping. We've also found that in the field during our monitoring over this period since February, that there have been massive network glitches that always happen on grant payment dates, which have forced Postbank to have to turn away many of the clients and ask them to return when the network is up and running. And this has caused so much disadvantage to some of our beneficiaries.
And detectives have uncovered an unlawful liquor manufacturing business on the North Coast. Police conducted a multidisciplinary operation in Umhlali this week, which took them to a farm along the secluded R104. KZN SAPS spokesperson Paul Magwaza says they found heavy machinery used to distill, mix and package liquor on the premises. He says illegal liquor was seized to the value of 1.5 million rand.
Police seized over 26,000 sachets of branded liquor, over 60 crates filled with unbranded sachets of liquor, several boxes of counterfeit liquor, and five 1,000-liter containers of ethanol used to manufacture the liquor. The truck delivering the ethanol was also seized during the raid.
Magwaza says the business manager was arrested and charged for the manufacturing and distribution of illicit liquor. He'll appear in the Guadaguza Magistrates Court soon. And abroad, two U.S. astronauts stranded in space for more than 9 months are finally heading home after their capsule undocked from the International Space Station.
All hooks open.
All hooks are open. And undocking confirmed. Freedom is free of its moorings. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore begin their belated trip home.
Separation confirmed.
A rocket capsule carrying a new crew to replace Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams docked on Sunday. They'd originally been due to spend 8 days there in June, but technical issues delayed their return. In a clip from Sky News, NASA's Sian Cleaver says they would have been prepared for every scenario.
I'm pretty sure that they would have had this already in the back of their minds, and it would have just been a quick switch of mindset into thinking, okay, right, now we're here for a few more months to come, and let's make the best of this.
They're expected to land on Earth this evening. Your top story, Black Sash says it's concerned about discrepancies affecting SASSA beneficiaries who still need to swap their gold cards with the Postbank's black cards. Gold cards are being phased out and will stop working on Thursday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.